come in to the Author's Corner. Today, Lois Levine reads from her novel, Juliet's Nurse.
Shakespeare gives the nurse the third largest number of lines in Romeo and Juliet. In my novel, she tells her version of the 14 years leading up to the events in the play. In this scene, she's gone to the countryside to tend the family's beehives. I make my way from one hive to the next. As I tip the water jug, the bees dance with expectant delight. The most adventurous ones touch down to drink from the shimmery surface even before I'm done. Spread in the valley below me is Verona. Does a bee feel such a pull for its hive as I do for the teeming city? Is each nectar gatherer as devoted to its queen as I am to Juliet, always longing to be back with her? I can feel the wonder of her at each age she's been. Teeny baby, plump toddler, fast-growing girl, the near woman she is now. I'd keep her this age forever if I could, though part of me is impatient to see the lady she'll soon be. That impatience quickens my pace to the final hive, set near a statue of St. Catherine. But when I round the curve in the path, the jug of water slips from my hands. The bees, they're everywhere, covering the outside of the hive, infesting every nearby leaf and stem. And then, in a frenzied instant, every bee alights at once. Like biblical locusts blotting out the sky, they swoop together toward the saint. I'm author Lois Levine.
Reading from Juliet's Nurse, published by Atria Emily Bestler. Learn more at authorscorner.org.